Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Hall. Welcome to In the Bromo, a look behind the scenes at what's going on at the Hippodrome Theater and throughout the Bromo Tower Arts and Entertainment District in Baltimore. My guests today are Olive Waxter, who's the director of the Hippodrome Foundation, and Ron Legler, who is the president of the Frantz Marek Performing Arts Center. Good afternoon to you both.
Good afternoon,
thank you,
Tom.
For having us.
So, Olive, tell us about the foundation. What is the work that you all do? You're separate from the Hippodrome Theater as we know it.
We provide outreach and education programs for our community. We serve about 5,000 people each year with free programs related to programming at the Hippodrome.
So give us an example of the kinds of things you do. A lot of education stuff. You have a young critics program.
We do. We have a young critics program. Our staff goes into classrooms throughout the community and the schools, book programs, and we have matinee programs. We offer a free summer camp for students in Baltimore. We serve around 500 students each summer. Our musical theater camp. So it's exciting and really using the assets of the Hippodrome for Baltimore's community.
And Ron Legler, you're running a commercial enterprise here. You're bringing in these big Broadway shows and selling tickets.
Why, bigger and
why,
better.
Why is there a foundation attached to
Because, Tom, to we enterprise? Love to grow new audiences, and I think the foundation does a great job of getting kids into the theater for their very first time to see Broadway and to see other things that happen in the entertainment industry. So it's invaluable for the work that they do for us to build new audiences to keep that theater at its best.
Mm-hmm. So the next generation
the
of
next
theater
generation.
Goers. So all of the education that you do then is about theater, right? It's about
it
the theater world.
And something Ron just said was a perfect example. You know, last year we were able to bring in 2,000 students. We, Hippodrome Foundation, actually purchased an additional matinee of Beauty and the Beast. And we worked with our school partners and brought in students to see the matinee. And many of them, 90% of them, it was the first time they'd ever seen a Broadway production, which was meaningful to the cast members, too, who knew exactly who they were performing for. And the students, you know, had a once-in-a-lifetime, hopefully not once-in-a-lifetime, but a rare experience.
And, Tom, the great thing about the foundation is all their programs are free to the kids that participate in them. So that's what's really important.
Mm-hmm. So you receive funding then from Broadway Across America, which is the company you work for, Ron. Is that where does the funding for these
funding,
programs come
for
from?
For those of you who are funders out there who want to contact me, you know, we chase the funding locally and have companies like BG&E, for instance, was the sponsor of the Beauty and the Beast matinee last year. Broadway Across America helps us by going to the show and working as our advocate to get the costs down as low as possible. So really, we're able to serve the children at such a reasonable price with this incredible experience. And it's a triangle. Broadway Across America is an advocate, and we are searching for community funding for all of our programs.
And the more successful Broadway is in the Hippodrome, the more successful the foundation is and able to do more programming. So as we keep selling tickets, it helps fund all these other efforts
sure.
that we
rising
do.
Tides lift That's all the boats.
Exactly.
All, the boats.
That's
all right.
Correct.
Well, great to see you both, and thanks for all the great work you're doing. Appreciate
Thank you.
It.
Thanks, Tom.
Olive Waxter is the director of the Hippodrome Foundation. Ron Legler, the president of the Frantz Marek Performing Arts Center, which of course includes the historic Hippodrome Theater. Jersey Boys comes back to the Hippodrome a week from Tuesday, the 27th. Come to WIPR.org/inthebromo for a link to more information about all the shows at the Hippodrome Theater. That's it for this edition of In the Bromo, our monthly look at what's going on throughout the Bromo Tower Arts and Entertainment District. For 88.1 WIPR, your NPR news station, I'm Tom Hall. Have a great weekend.